And welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host who is wondering if I may one of these good old days experience another rare moment of artistic success. Who knows? We'll see. But as it turns out, it's not just me wondering things about that. A lot of folks are saying that the future itself may be uncertain. But some things are undeniable. Climate change. Shifting demographics, geopolitics, there's a guarantee there will be changes. And here is the clincher. The changes will sometimes be wonderful. Some of those changes will be terrible. It's worth considering how artists will respond to the changes, as well as take a look at what purpose art serves now and in the future. Reports are suggesting that by 2040, the impacts of human-caused climate change would be inescapable, making it the big issue at the center of art and life in 20 years' time. Can you imagine that? The impacts of human-caused climate change, making it into the art world in a big way. Artists in the future are going to be wrestling with the possibilities of the post-human and post-anthropocene, artificial intelligence, human colonies in outer space, and potential doom. This is really encouraging, right? We're looking at the future of art. The identity politics seen in art around the hashtag MeToo and Black Lives Matter movements are going to grow as environmentalism, border politics, and migration come even more sharply into focus. Think about this. Now, we've talked a little bit about the job situation and the way things are going to change with regards to jobs, employment in the years to come, when we will have had some major inroads made by those who are creating, manufacturing humanoids, hubots, these robots that will be made to look like humans and made for the purpose of taking jobs that millions upon millions of humans have, are currently holding. Now, think about this. Try to project 20 years into the future, 40 years into the future, when we won't just be talking about these AI, these artificial intelligence creatures, entities, on the scene and holding down jobs in the field of counseling, holding down jobs as accountants, holding down jobs as waiters and waitresses, you name it. Won't just be talking about it. It will probably by then be a part of our reality. And think about the many, many, many millions of Americans who will be displaced, put out of jobs, with little to nothing to fall back on job-wise. Because, I mean, you think about it. They're making plans to take over middle-class jobs. I just told you, counseling, accounting. I'm not just assuming. They're talking about making humanoids that will take these jobs, that will do these jobs. And more, many more. Millions of people put out of jobs, put out of work. But think about this now. They're also setting it up so that even in the restaurants, some of the lowest paid jobs, the jobs of waiters and waitresses, some of the lowest paid jobs will also be given over to artificial intelligence. Creatures designed to take the jobs that humans are currently doing. And so where does the middle class go? When you have the jobs that only pay, poverty wages as it is. being given over to artificial intelligence? Where did the middle class go when they look down and see that the jobs that they once despised and the people they despised for holding those jobs are gone and they can't get those jobs because humanoids have those jobs? And you can imagine, try to imagine, the chaos that will result from that. Oh, I guess we might need to look at this and at today's look into the future and have a little bit of fear and intrepidation after all. But this is my point. They mentioned migration coming front and center. If we have a momentous and catastrophic, disastrous taking of jobs that has a powerfully negative impact on Americans, what do you suppose is going to happen with people from other nations where the economy isn't as strong as it is in America and where jobs are not as plentiful as they are in America? And think about how, about all the complaints we get now of people talking about immigrants coming over here, taking jobs from Americans. And of course, report after report, research study after research study shows that's not the case, but that's what people say. Can you imagine people fleeing political persecution as they do now, people fleeing economic persecution as they do, or economic darkness as they do now, fleeing to other countries where they hope they can find better lives? How much more violent will their receptions be in that day than they are in this day, when jobs are even harder to come by than they are now? When jobs that will pay people enough to live a decent standard of living are harder to come by than they are now. And one of the things that they're telling us is that issues like this, the migration issue, etc., are going to be huge, and they will be reflected in the art probably by 2040, 21 years from now, just a couple of decades. Environmentalism. You can best believe, I would suspect, that since humanoids, artificial intelligence, is going to be used to put so many people all around the world out of work, that that issue too will be front and center as part of artistic expression. Art's going to become increasingly diverse, and they're saying it might not even look like art as we expect. In the future, once people have become weary of their lives being visible online for everyone to see, and our privacy has been all but lost, anonymity may be more desirable than fame. Right now, there are so many people, including our young people, who want fame and fortune, fame and fortune, and some add to that power. Fame and fortune are big time. They want to be famous and they want to be rich. And when I say our young people, I'm not just talking about people who are in their early 20s. I'm talking about preteens and younger. And so they put their business all on the internet. They're saying that the time is going to be coming where anonymity is going to be more desirable than fame. Instead of thousands or millions of likes and followers, they're predicting that we'll be starved for authenticity and connection. Art could in turn become more collective and experiential rather than individual. I tell you what, we're going to be seeing some change. There's a person named Jeffreyne Hayes, an art curator, who says that she imagines art in 20 years is going to be much more fluid than it is today, in a sense of boundaries being collapsed between media, between the kinds of art that's labeled art in the traditional sense, and she sees it being much more representative of our growing and shifting demographics. So more artists of color, more female-identified works, and everything in between is what we'll be looking at. Back in a few.